Roomy break ambience without wash. Beginner edition. We're doing that classic drum and bass thing, where the break feels wide, alive, like it's in a real room but without the reverb turning into fog that smears your transients and eats your low end. Everything today is stock Ableton Live devices, and the big concept is simple. We're not going to slap reverb directly on the break. We're going to build two parallel ambience returns, filter them hard, and control them with ducking and gating so the room sits behind the drums instead of on top of them. By the end, you'll have a break track, return A as a short room and return B as a gated, crunchy room for character. This setup works on Amen, Think, Hot Pants, Chopped Breaks in a Drum Rack, basically anything. Let's get started. First, pick a break that actually wants ambience. If you've got a super dry break, perfect. If your break is already noisy and roomy, keep your sends low, and we'll rely more on gating and filtering than more reverb. Now step 1. Clean the break so ambience doesn't turn into mud. On your break track, at EQ 8 first, turn on a high pass filter around 120 to 180 Hz. Use the steeper slope, 24 dB per octave if you can. And yes, that might feel high, but in drum and bass you usually have a dedicated kick and sub doing the real low-end work. We're trying to keep the break's low junk from feeing the reverb. If the break feels boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz, like 2 to 4 dB. If the hats are harsh, you can do a small dip around 6 to 9K, but only if you actually hear a problem. Don't just carve because a tutorial told you to. After EQ 8, add drum bus, very lightly. Drive around 2 to 6, crunch maybe 0 to 10%. Keep boom off, most of the time, because we're not trying to invent low end here. Then push transients up, somewhere like plus 5 to plus 20. This is your insurance policy. When we add room, the break still snaps. Cool. Step 2. Build return A. This is your short room. Early reflections vibe. Create a return track A and name it A. Short room. Put reverb first. The goal is small, controlled, short. Set decay time, around 0.25 to 0.55 seconds. Pre-delay around 5 to 15 milliseconds. That pre-delay is a big deal because it lets the dry hit punch first, then the room answers after. Set size around 10 to 25 for a small space. Keep diffusion low to mid so it doesn't smear into a cloudy tail. If your reverb has an early reflections control, push that up a bit. And because it's a return, make sure dry slash wet is 100%. After the reverb, add EQ 8. This is crucial. You are shaping the room, not the drums. High pass it hard, around 250 to 400 Hz, steep slope. Then low pass around 8 to 12K to stop that fizzy reverb wash. If the room sounds cloudy, do a gentle cut somewhere around 600 Hz. This EQ is one of the main reasons this technique stays clean. Next, add a compressor after the EQ, and we're going to sidechain it from the break. Turn sidechain on, choose audio from the break track, ratio around 3:1 to 6:1, attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then bring the threshold down until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the snare hits. What that does is make the room breathe. You get space between hits, rather than reverb sitting on top of hits. Now step 3, send your break to return A. On the break track, bring up send A. Start subtle, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Here's the mindset. You want to notice it when you mute it, not when it's on. So do the mute test. Mute return A. If the break suddenly feels flat and tiny, you're in the pocket. If muting the return makes your break sound clearer and punchier, you overdid the room. Also do a quick solo test. Solo return for 2 seconds. If you hear low thump or rumble, your high pass is too low. If you hear constant hat fizz, lower your low pass, or reduce the send. If it sounds like the snare transient is duplicated, like a flam, your pre-delay is too long or your return is too loud. Nice. Step 4. Return B. This is the gated room. Character without tail. This is where you get that warehouse energy, but controlled. Create return track B and name it B. Gated room. Add reverb first. This time it can be slightly bigger. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Size around 20 to 40. Pre-delay very short, 0 to 8 milliseconds. Dry slash wet 100%. Now add gate after the reverb. This is your anti-wash weapon. Attack fast, around 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Hold around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Floor all the way down so it fully closes. Here's the dialing method. Loop a bar with snares. Lower the gate threshold until the reverb clearly opens on the snare. Then raise it a little so it doesn't stay open on hats and ghost notes. You want bursts, not a constant SHHHHH. After the gate, you can add saturator for gritty character. Drive around 1 to 6 dB, soft clip-on. Keep it subtle. We're making the room crunchy, not turning the whole mix into distortion. Then add EQ8. High pass around 300 to 600 Hz. If the room is fighting your snare crack, nudge a little around 2 to 4K. Low pass around 7 to 10K if the hats smear. Optionally, you can add a compressor for a little ducking again, but lighter than return A. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on hits. Now step 5, send selectively so the ambience is snare lid. If you want the simple version, just keep send B lower than A. Try -24 to -16 dB. That usually gives you at snare room pop without turning the whole break into a washy mess. If you want the better beginner method without getting too technical, do a snare focus layer. If your break is one audio loop, duplicate the break track. Name one break, dry and the duplicate break. Snare focus. On snare focus, add EQ8 and isolate snare-ish energy. High pass around 150 Hz. Then a wide boost around 180 to 250 for body, and maybe a gentle boost around 2 to 5K for crack. Low pass around 8 to 10K. Now send this snare focus track to return B more heavily, and keep the dry track send B lower. The reason this works is that drum and bass rooms usually follow the snare. If your hats get too much room, it turns into spray paint. Step 6. Tighten stereo so it feels wide but not messy. On each return, consider adding utility. Set width somewhere like 70 to 110%. If your mix starts feeling unstable or facey, pull it back to 80 or 90. And here's the rule. Never widen low frequencies. So if you want wide ambience, high pass the return first, then widen. This keeps your center punch stable and your low-end club safe. If adding ambience makes the crew feel less tight, it's usually not timing, it's phase and blur. Fix it by reducing width slightly, lowering diffusion on return A, or shortening decay by a tiny amount, like 0.05 to 0.15 seconds. Small moves matter at 174 BPM. Now step 7. Make the room part of the groove with automation. Here are 3 easy moves that sound very drum and bass. 1. End of phrase lift. Every 8 or 16 bars, push send A up by 2 to 5 dB for the last beat of the phrase, then snap it back down. It's like the room inhales before the next section. 2. Fill emphasis. During a quick drum fill, push send B for a gritty room burst. It makes the fill feel like it jumps into a bigger space, but because it's gated, it won't smear into the next bar. 3. Drop impact. In the bar before the drop, slowly increase send A. Then on the first hit of the drop, snap send A back to normal, or even slightly lower for half a beat. That makes the drop feel like it hits harder without you turning the drums up. Bonus depth trick. On return A, after EQ, add simple delay. Turn sync off if you want. Set time around 15 to 35 milliseconds. Feedback 0 to 10%. Dry slash wet 10 to 25%. That adds air and separation without creating a big tail. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. If your decay is longer than about 1.2 seconds and you're not gating or ducking, it will smear a rolling pattern. Filter your returns aggressively. Unfiltered reverb equals instant mud. And keep this parallel. Insert reverb directly on the break makes it way harder to keep transients clean. If ambience fights the snare transient, fix it with slightly more pre-delay on return A, more ducking, or a notch in the return around 2 to 5K. And again, don't widen the lows. Now a quick 10-minute practice to lock it in. Load a break loop at 172 to 176 BPM. Build return A and return B like we did. Set send A so it's barely noticeable, then mute and unmute to confirm it's adding dimension. Set send B so it only pops on the snare. Automate send A up for the last beat of every 8 bars, and automate one quick send B push for a fill before a transition. Then export a 16-bar loop and listen at low volume. Low volume is brutal and honest. If the groove disappears into fog, shorten, duck, or gate more. If it feels dry and small, raise the early reflections feel by increasing send A slightly or nudging pre-delay a few milliseconds. Final recap. Use parallel returns for room ambience. Keep decay short and use pre-delay for punch. Prevent wash with high-pass and low-pass filtering, sidechain ducking, and gates. Send more room to the snare than the hats. And automate ambience like it's part of the arrangement, not a static effect. If you tell me what break you're using and whether you're layering modern kick and snare under it, I can give you a tight set of starting values for both returns, so you can dial this in even faster.